The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Ooh, we have date night tonight, and I'm so excited. So, you may not know this, but myself, Dana Cortez, I'm married to DJ Automatic.
To this amazing human being over here.
You're ridiculous.
Taking his wife out tonight.
Well, it was kind of impromptu. Later today at 8 a.m., we have Martin Amini coming in. He's going to bring his beautiful wife, Charlene, who I love. He's going to come in and talk to us. I can't wait for that.
He does this really fun dating show.
He's
funny, too.
The date night was not planned. Don't try to take credit for it.
It wasn't planned, but we are now going out, and we have a double date now. So I'm officially killing the game.
Are you really?
Yeah, because I mean,
what it is. Okay.
Might even get a little hung.
Whatever. So I invited my best friend and her boyfriend, Andre, who you get along with, thank goodness. So we are double dating. Most of the time, we plan to go home. I love sitting on the couch, getting snuggly with you, and a pint of ice cream. That's our plans normally.
That's when you know you're really in love, when you guys can do absolutely nothing and be 100% content.
Thank you very much.
I mean, I do like sometimes going to like fancy dinners and doing that kind of stuff. You know, I like that kind of stuff, but I do love some serious couch time.
Otto, though, I never really had been to a fancy restaurant until I met you. And don't get me wrong, I'd always been to nice places. And don't laugh at me if you think I love Red Lobster. I think it's cool. You know, I'm serious. I love going to.
Everybody loves Red Lobster.
I do. You know, where's the Bloomin' Onion from? I love that thing.
Outback.
I don't care. I love Outback, but I'd never been to like fine dining.
When I first met Dana, she just really hadn't been to any great restaurants, so I had to show her around. I grew up in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and they have a lot of fine dining in Santa Fe.
And it's fine dining is very different than like Red Lobster, like what I just talked about. It's completely different.
And so I like doing that kind of stuff every once in a while. Not all the time, because it is expensive, but I like the fanciness. I like the, you know, treating ourselves and like just having a good time.
I think date night is important. We'll talk to Martin about that. It keeps the relationship spicy. You're not doing the same old thing. And I understand now you get into the routine because you're tired. You know, you pick the kids up from school. You're taking them every day. You got soccer practice. You've got, you know, cheer practice. And it's just like, I'm exhausted. Take time for yourself, too. You got to do it.
And if money's tight, you can't have dates without spending any money.
That's true.
One of my favorite things to do is just go on like a hike and go and maybe, you know, everything costs money. Nothing's free, but you can do it for cheaper.
But that's what I mean. Exploring our city is also a date. That's another thing I love about you. Sometimes we'll just go take a walk. He's like, let's go left.
I love to explore. I guess those are like little mini dates too. I just like to walk around our neighborhood and see what's going on.
How about we explore National Day right now?
It's National VFW Day.
Oh, Veterans of Foreign Wars. My grandma used to take me to the VFW. We used to explore there and she didn't drink. She would order a Shirley Temple.
Yep.
And she would order me one too. I felt so fancy.
I was going to say, it's always a great place to get a cheap drink.
And I don't know about that, but and we would dance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because she lost my grandpa before I was born, and she would go there because he was a veteran, and she would talk to all his friends, and it's one of my best memories. And what's next?
National Coffee Day. Dana couldn't function without it, and she's made a fiend out of myself.
I knew. I was like, don't you dare say it's just me.
I can't go a day without coffee now.
In fact, we'll wake up in the morning on Saturday, and he'll be like, you're going to make coffee? Like, right away. You got to have it. Enjoy your cafecito this morning.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm probably going to make some people really mad right now, but I don't like to see kids at the bar with parents drinking.
Is it really your business?
It is my business because they're children. And once you've had a drink, you're not supposed to get behind a wheel unless you're taking a ride share. I think it's irresponsible, but we have Jocelyn on the line right now, and she wants to speak on this. Jocelyn, good morning. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. How do you feel about kiddos at the bar, Mama?
I personally have never taken my kids to the bar. It's something that I personally wouldn't do, but I mean, I'm also a single parent, so if it's a family-oriented place, if the person, obviously, you know your limit. If you want to have a drink or two, I feel like that's perfectly fine. Obviously, not being sloppy drunk. You know, if it's a family-oriented place, like, why not? You know, like,
I don't have a problem with these breweries that they have. People have their kids there. They have their dogs there.
Well, we have a whole list. There's a mom group. I'm going to tell everybody what that is here in a little bit. There's a mom group with a guide to kid-friendly bars. Let me tell you why. We were out the other night, and we were at this bar, and it was not a kid-friendly place, by the way. It was a lot of inebriated people, lots of shots, lots of grinding, lots of twerking. It was a cool spot, but there was people there with their little kids, a baby, probably 3 months old. The parents were not sober at all. They were far from it. And I kept thinking, I hope they have a driver. Oh. And I'm not judging. I'm worrying about the kids. There's a difference. I'm not saying bad parents. I'm saying, what about these kids? What if something happens?
Well, he's only 3 years old. You don't even know what's going on.
Yeah.
At 3 months.
Three months
and like four
he's
other
basically
kids.
Basically a lump.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
He's still, it's all good. You can bring him there. He's not going to do nothing. He's not going to go nowhere.
Jocelyn, you see something like that. Are you like me? Are you like, you're not judging, but you're like, what are y'all doing? Like, then they were
definitely,
drunk, girl.
I'm definitely that person. I'm like, not judging, but it wouldn't be me. But I mean, I get it. You know, everyone's situation is different. Not everyone has family or knows a babysitter or even trust someone else to watch their kids due to, you know, all the crazy things. You know, maybe they should have a system. Maybe someone should make a family-friendly bar where, you know, parents have a wristband. You know, after two drinks, you know, they hold punch your wristband, and after that, you're cut off.
Or have a daycare there and make sure you do a ride share. That's a great idea.
Yeah, you know, they should have some, you know, but parents, you know, especially like single parents, single dads, or, you know, should be allowed to go have fun and have a good time, you know, not feel guilty.
Yeah, and if you don't have a sitter, God forbid you have to stay home one night. Just once in a while. Not
what
every
world
time.
Did you grow up in? I never had a sitter. I was at every party with my parents. I was the kid that was passed out in the corner on the chair.
Otto, that you're going to spend the night there. All the cousins are in the same room. I mean, that's totally different.
I like to like peel back the behind the scenes of this show here too. But all three of us in here were like traumatized by alcohol. I don't think these moms who are going to these breweries are like the people who raised us, all right? We all come from a lot of alcoholics. So I think
it's true. It's I different. Know we're laughing like, about it, the, but you're right.
The mom's brewery thing, it's a cool thing. You're right. I agree with everybody. I think the moms do need time off away from themselves.
Absolutely.
They feel responsibly. It's cool. Here's where I stand with it. As a person with no children.
Poor Jocelyn. She's like, what's happening here? Okay, go ahead. Hold on. Go ahead, Anthony.
We're nesting. Jocelyn likes it. She's here with us. She's
okay. Okay.
For me, I don't want to tone down my vocabulary just because your kid's around now.
Because now you can't have a potty mouth because there's a baby there.
If you bring your kid around me and I'm at a place, a brewery, your kid's going to learn some new things about life.
You know what?
All right? I'm not toning down anything. Don't say, Anthony, there's kids around. No, tell the kids there's adults around.
Look, if we go to see a movie like Frozen, I know not to say a potty word. If we're at the bar, I might say the F word. Mm. I don't know. I might say something,
You know what I'm talking about trauma? My grandma was a casino grandma. She was a loyal casino member. My grandma would take me and my older cousin to the casino in her truck and take our bikes with us, and we would ride our bikes around the parking lot at the casino.
At the casino.
My grandma
Great
ran.
Family fun.
Otto!
Come on!
No, it's not!
You had plenty of room to ride around in that parking lot.
Whenever we went on field trips, all the kids brought their like Lunchables in like different little containers, and mine was all casino branded.
Jocelyn, thank you so much for calling in. We love you. Please call back more often, okay?
Sure will. Thank you, guys. Bye.
And just to set the record straight, yes, I spent a lot of time at the bar, too, when I was little. My mother worked at a bar, and then she bought the bar that she actually worked at.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
It's time for our spiritual forecast for the week as a collective. What's your sign, Mighty? Welcome! Okay, so before we do that, obviously, we always ask people to call if you would like a free psychic reading. 877-730-DCS1. Now, Sir Mighty, we have our caller on the line. What's your sign?
Leo.
Okay, Miss Leo, what's your first name?
Cindy.
Cindy, go ahead and ask Sir Mighty your question.
It's like love and life. I'm raising kids on my own, so unexpectedly. So I didn't expect.
Cindy, what happened?
My husband passed away 4 years ago.
Oh my gosh.
And so,
Cindy.
Yeah, to liver disease. And so that was unfortunate. But, you know, raising teenagers on my own wasn't something I thought I'd be doing. So
yeah.
I'm just struggling as a single mom working and just trying to keep everybody where they need to be.
I got really sad when you told me that because I can't imagine my life without Otto. Like, I am emotional for you.
It happened. And then by the time I figured out what was going on, because he was losing weight and I didn't know. And then I tried to get him to the doctor and he canceled the appointment. And so by the time we realized what the problem was, it was too late. I let him quit his job. We were selling things online. And then he's like, I'll help you take the kids to school. It'll be better. We'll make more money. And I did that. But when I did that, it just gave him more time to drink. I use sarcasm and humor to get by, you know, but
sometimes that's all you got.
Yeah. But Cindy, you're 4 years out. you've obviously reached a point in your life where you think, I'm ready to find love and someone who can love you the way you're worth loving. I'm not saying he didn't, but he didn't love himself because he harmed himself. Yeah. And that in turn harmed your family.
Exactly. I mean, I did date online and oh God, like I've heard you guys talk about how your friends and stuff. Yeah, it's an FX show is what it is. I'm in my 50s. I'm 53. I'm like, I can't do this anymore. Like I even went the opposite direction 10 years younger and I was like, okay. And then I'm like, okay, mature. Nope, not mature. Girl.
Bonnie, she has such a great attitude for someone who's been through so much. What do you see in her future, near or far?
There's a lot going on with her. First and foremost, she needs to know that she has a lot of protection around her. Her angels, her guides, even her ancestors are coming through, just letting her know that she is being guided through life, even though right now it seems like there's so much up in the air, like there's a lot of unknowns in her future.
Right.
One thing that I was told from her guides is that she needs to take care of her own health. She needs to take care of her mental well-being and also her physical health. This is important because her own self-love is actually going to help elevate the life that she's living, not just with regards to her love life, but also with regards to her career and her family life. All of these things are going to come together the more she pours love into herself, because right now she's not. She forgets about herself. So that's a really important thing. On the career front, things are going to start picking up, but she needs to remind herself that miracles are endless. So when she least expects it, I do feel love comes in, but I feel it begins with her giving love to herself.
Take care of your health, take care of yourself, and the rest is going to fall in place. You know, I feel like I can identify with that as a mom. We're so maternal and giving, and sometimes you give so much, you don't have anything left for your own soul. Just feel drained, and hopefully she hears this and figures out a way to give back to herself. Now, what about her spiritual forecast for the week? What is it going to be like for us as a collective?
There's energy this week where we're thinking more logically. I love this energy because what I got a visual of is a rainbow. And you know what they say about a rainbow? They usually come after a storm. So we've gone through so much. We literally just got out of the solar eclipse energy. We're still vibrating a little bit on that. But honestly, this is a more peaceful week. And I feel like we're placing more emphasis on our values. Just more practical things this week for the collective that are going to allow us to feel more grounded instead of so much up in the air and so many questions. This is a positive week where we're also going to be focusing a lot of on our family. That's important this week as well.
I love that you said rainbow because Lord knows after this storm, we need some light. We need some bright colors. If you would like a free psychic reading, call now 877-730-DCS1. Follow Seer Mahdi at Illus Divinity on Instagram. She does classes so you can be more in tune with your own spirituality. As usual, Seer Mahdi, we love you. Thank you so much and talk to you next Monday.
Love you guys.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Way back in the 90s and early 2000s, Jay-Z and Nas had beef, and evidently it's back. And we'll explain everything after we got you with celebrity birthdays, DJ Automatic.
We got Halsey celebrating.
Oh, I love her.
She is such a sweetheart. And then we also got KD, aka Kevin Durant, celebrating his birthday today.
All right, so Otto is extremely excited to talk about this conversation we're about to have. Jay-Z was trying to open up a casino in New York.
Yeah, with Caesars.
Yes, and then I guess Nas, who used to be his arch nemesis way back in the day, was also trying to open this casino with Caesars.
No, with Resort World.
Well, okay, whoever. Who won?
Nas won.
Oh!
Nas and his investment group are bringing a casino to New York, to Queens.
And you said during the meeting, because it was going to be like, who's going to get the casino? Because only one could qualify for it, right, at this time.
Yes, and so one of Nas's partners couldn't help himself and said, well, I guess Nas won again, huh, guys?
Oh, my gosh. Because there's songs. Let's talk about the songs that they were battling with back then.
Yeah, they had Ether and The Takeover.
You think Ether is like one of the greatest
diss records
songs,
of all time. It was Nas's Not Like Us. It ended the conversation.
And it didn't end Jay-Z like Not Like Us didn't end Drake, but they stopped battling back and forth with the rap.
No matter what, they're both great rappers. Just like Kendrick and Drake are both great rappers. You can like both of them, just like I love both Nas and Jay-Z. And I love to see that hip-hop, think about this. Think about the space that hip-hop is in. New York City, they're opening casinos, and they need hip-hop artists to do it.
Wow.
For somebody like myself who's been listening to hip-hop my entire life, I never thought I would see something like this.
Yeah, it's so mainstream now. They're pop artists.
And I just love to see that they're accomplished businessmen.
That's the most important thing. When I say pop, I mean popular. That's what pop stands for. You want to be the most popular, and you want to be successful. Nas, Jay-Z, obviously Jay-Z, I mean, the highest paid music artist in the world, above Taylor Swift, above his wife, Beyonce, Rihanna, all of them, Selena Gomez, everybody.
But Nas is the one who secured the $5.5 billion deal to bring that casino to Queens.
But to see this type of music grow, hip-hop artists are being played on adult contemporary.
Yep.
On pop stations.
I mean, hip-hop's 54 years old, 53 years old. Yeah, we're...
Otto, let's be real.
We ain't going nowhere.
Shaboozy. I mean, Killa Hello, country music too.
Congratulations to Nazo.
Yeah, for
and
real.
His team.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There's a lot of different chickens. We have chicken strips, chicken nuggets, chicken sandwiches, and now Tyson has something new. I don't know how I feel about it. Otto will give us all the deets and food news. Hey, it's Hottest Hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show with myself, obviously, Dana Cortez, my husband, DJ Automatic, and our best friend, Anthony A. All right, so out the gate, I got to tell you about this. Amazon just had to pay $2.5 billion for tricking people into being Prime members.
Oh.
Yeah, saying,
how
hey,
do they
click
do that?
Here, do that. And,
you
and,
willingly went to them.
No, I do. I have a Prime membership. I like it. I know that I'm signing up, but they were telling people, hey, check this out. We'll give you discounts. And then you couldn't opt out. They weren't like really giving you the full information. And it's over $100 a year.
Oh.
If you don't use Amazon to shop every day, you're losing money. I myself lose money because I shop on Amazon every day, but I get free shipping. Sometimes, Otto, you buy music.
Yeah, I do. Amazon, I buy stuff off Amazon all the time.
And I love the videos. So for
and
me,
I watch
I'm cool.
Prime TV so I can watch football.
You know what? I ain't going to lie, though. I just love knowing that Jeff Bezos had to pay them billions, baby. Stop tricking the people. Art.
When are they going to get PayPal? Because PayPal did something similar to that to me.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. So yeah. Hopefully they'll have a class action lawsuit or something.
Because I don't even have a PayPal account anymore. I remember when that happened. All right, what do we have for food news, Otto?
Tyson Foods now has chicken to go. Yes, they have chicken in a cup. There's going to be four kinds. My favorite is the mini Dino Nugget Cup.
Dinos.
I'm sure your kids are going to love that too. And they might be the only ones to eat them because you have to put them in the microwave to unfreeze them and then warm them up.
If you ever put chicken in the microwave, I know, obviously, that is a redundant question. It feels like rubber and it tastes like, not like chicken. You know how everything tastes like chicken? It doesn't after it's been in the microwave.
Everything tastes good with ketchup, Dana.
And that's kind of what you're going to have to do with this. All right, what do we have for National Day, DJ Automatic?
We got National Coffee Day to kick it off.
Man, have you ever just been so tired? It's 3 o'clock and you're like, I need a cafecito to keep me going.
Yeah. And there's a bunch of coffee deals. Look them up. Go to your local spot or go one of these national spots.
Yeah. Big Bucks Coffee's got it. Butch Bros Coffee has got it. Pick it up today. Why not?
And then to wrap it up, we've got National VFW Day.
Oh my God. The Veterans of Foreign Wars.
Yes.
There's these places that you can go hang out. My nana used to take me when I was little. Obviously, I was raised with my nana and she lost my grandpa before I was born. He was a veteran and she would go there and she would drink Shirley Temples. Well, she would have one. I would have another. I felt so fancy. Like I had, the cherry in my hand with the drink. And then we would dance.
I was going to say, I just had a flashback. I forgot. I've DJed at a VFW before.
For what, Otto?
For a rave. They rented out a VFW. This is like, I was a teenager.
This is a story you're going to have to tell us another day. The rave at the VFW.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Because of cameras, because of Google, because of Ring, because of all the security devices, you can't do anything anymore.
Nope.
You can't do anything that we used to be able to do.
I got my daughter on lockdown.
That's not good, though. Sometimes kids need to make mistakes. We were off the air. Myself, Dana Cortez, along with Automatic and Anthony A here, our best friend. We were talking about things that we got away with when we were little that to this day our parents still don't know about.
I feel like it was everything.
Oh, for real, you were out there.
I was out there. I was a wild kid. By the time I was 8 years old, I was on my bike and I was going miles to go to the mall.
Nice, dude. Yeah, there was a growing up where I was from, we were on our bikes and there was a street that nobody was supposed to cross. And my mom, the first thing she told me, she said, you ride your bike wherever you want, just don't cross this street.
And like of course, what'd you do, Anthony?
It was like a busy intersection, dude. Like two lanes going one way, two lanes going the other way. Dude, first chance I got, I crossed that street. What are you talking about, dude?
Exactly.
You know, my Huffy, it was scary. I get what you're talking about.
I would cross a bridge over like a major river to go to the mall.
A little Huck Finn over here,
no,
huh?
No, automatically.
Don't call me Huck Finn. I don't ever say anything like that guy did.
Oh, no, is he wild or what?
I don't know. Huck Finn said some very racist things.
Oh, for real? Yeah. Back then, I don't know about
that. Reference.
I meant like in like the Traveler. I almost called you Columbus, so don't be.
That's even worse.
Don't do that one,
dog. That's even worse, Anthony.
Don't do that one.
Yeah.
I can't. No good explanation.
Just call me DJ Automatic. Come on.
Yeah, don't be turning any of these analogies you're coming up with. One time when I was little, my cousin was visiting us. She was a little bit older, and she was rich. I don't even know why she made me do this. She didn't make me. She's like, hey, let's go to the store, the convenience store. And we lived about 2 blocks away from an Allsup's, which is a convenience store in West Texas. Yeah, a little gas station. And we didn't have any money, so I was like, what are you going to do? Well, we ended up stealing matches and Butterfingers. Oh, nice. This is her idea.
That was like a Tuesday for me.
Automatic. You just be breaking into people's places.
I had a whole candy operation going.
You slinging candy. Did you ever tell your mother?
My supplier was bringing it to me for free.
Oh.
It was called the 5-finger discount.
Nice, dude. Oh. Yeah, so you're just more Chapo than Columbus. I like it, dude. I like it, dog.
I'll take the Chapo. Yeah.
Are there things that you used to do when you were little that you wouldn't want your kids to know about today?
Ooh.
Because you don't ever want to tell your kids, because they'll be like, when you were little, you used to do blank, blank, blank. But you could tell us here on the radio, 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.